International.
Hello and welcome, Mountain Dudes and Dorito Girls. My name is Donna the Dorito Girl.
And I'm Ben the Mountain Dude. I'm working on that. Is that good?
Say I would do a Slim Jim.
Yeah, dude. Macho, bro.
Sweet. Well, how's it going?
It's going pretty well. How are you?
Dude, I'm doing well. I'm trying to stay hydrated. I have three beverages in front of me. I'm trying to crush these juices that I should have finished yesterday.
Two separate juices of various colors.
Yeah, I guess they spoil. I mean, that makes sense.
I guess.
I don't know.
Is that like special juice?
No, not particularly. It's just from, it's fresh juice.
I love the fresh juice.
I got some OJ lemon ginger sea salt.
Whoa!
It's good. It's very complex. And some watermelon lime, which, you know, to be honest, not really in love with.
It does have that watermelon color, though.
It does have that watermelon color. It also separates.
Ew.
Yeah.
Does it have seeds in it?
No.
Okay, good.
I wouldn't mind that, though.
Yeah, you spit them out.
Well, sometimes, you know, liquids are boring. You need to add a little texture
into
it. It's
like bubble tea.
Yeah, dude, bubble tea's good.
See?
All right. Dude, bubble tea is good.
I've had it once.
Oh, really?
It's weird.
Oh, man. In Michigan, I used to go to, shout out, Bubble Island.
Oh, damn. Bubble Island?
Yeah, and we would go to Pinball Pizza Arcade next door.
Dude, these are made up anime places.
I would take my leftover bubble tea if I didn't finish it at Pinball Pizza, and I would climb on top of a parking garage and launch the bubbles at cars.
Whoa! Sounds fun.
It was pretty fun. It was a good time.
Pinball Pizza?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was the greatest.
Do they serve pizza?
No.
Oh, man. Well, Pinball Pete's Pizza would have been taking it to a whole new level.
Yeah. No, there was a pizza place around the corner, but no, Pinball Pete's was just an arcade. Hmm. It was pretty sweet. It was great. I loved that place. Had a lot of weird times there.
Memories.
Well, all right. Well, I had an insane week.
This is what
I
heard.
Yeah. So why don't you go ahead and tell me about your week?
All right. I'll start. I didn't do anything.
Oh, okay. Great.
The end.
Really?
No, I mean, I could do a couple things. I mostly worked, but I started watching Stranger Things.
Okay.
I'm in the first two episodes in.
Oh, that's good. Half of a second episode in and not interested.
Really? It didn't grab you? Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
I'll stick to it. I usually give a show like three episodes before I make the final call, but I think I'm going to stick with it. It's interesting. I think it's done well. And what I really like the most, though, is the fucking font on the title.
Yeah, the font's so really good.
It's Stephen King font. It's perfect.
Yeah, I like the soundtrack's amazing.
Yeah,
shout out to Survive,
yes,
a definitely. Band from Austin.
Really?
Yeah, local.
No, yeah, soundtrack is good.
Yes, it's very good. Netflix has announced that they're going to release an OST for it. And
oh,
then
sure.
Also, Survive is going to do their own release of the, like, the backing soundtrack.
Wow, that's
which
rad.
Is pretty tight.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, I love that show. I thought it was amazing. I watched it the day after it came out, and I finished it all in one day.
Nice. Cool, so it's worth sticking with?
Yes, it was awesome. Very good. I really enjoyed it. It's the perfect binge show.
Yeah, I felt that way, and I just had to stop myself to end, because it is an hour. I don't know. I need to get used to the binge thing of just sitting there. I do it with video games. I don't know why I can't do it with television.
Yeah, it's rare that I have any free time to do something like that. But I had a show and I took the day off work that Monday following my show, and it had just been released that weekend, and I was sitting there and I was working on stuff for this show, And I was like, I'll just blow through all of this today and not actually do any of the stuff I need to get done.
What I also like about it is I'm only two episodes in, but the main villain, who is, what's his name? The guy with the blonde hair. He's a villain now. I'm sure things might change. But I forgot his name, but he's like pitch perfect as like the 80s style villain with the, you know, like the almost Aryan Nazi-like look and stuff. So it's cool. I dig it. So I'm going to continue watching that. Aside from that, I had a pretty damn good meal here in Austin at Wu Chow. I told you this. It was fucking delicious, y'all. If you're in Austin, Texas, and you're looking for a place to eat, and you like Asian food, go there. I'm getting better with chopsticks.
Yeah.
I was not very good.
Oh, really?
I can pick things up now.
I guess. I feel like maybe we went somewhere.
I think we did once.
Like a sushi place or something, and you were just like, I don't know how this works.
No, and you're like, you can get a fork, and I was like, no!
And then you just like moved things around
You weren't looking, I was using my hands. But no, I can't, dude. All right, so we ordered fried rice. I can't scoop the rice. How do you eat the rice? Now, I understand sticky rice because it bunches together. You can grab it.
Uh-huh.
But I can't. I'm not good at the scooping with the sticks, dude.
It's like I don't know how to describe it. It's, you know, if you get like a small enough amount of space between the two and then you go on like at an angle underneath, you can like scoop it up and you can get like a shit ton if you do it that way.
And see, I can't do that, but luckily there was a spoon for like a dipping sauce, so I just grabbed that like a toddler overhanded and shoveled that shit in my mouth. It was that good.
I heard that place is amazing. I really want to go.
It's really good. So that was fun.
I want to go for dim sum. Their dim sum's supposed to be like out of this world.
Really? I believe it. What we got was delicious. I'm sorry, go ahead.
They have soup dumplings, which is like
we had those. Is that where the soup is inside the dumpling?
Yeah.
Cool idea. Hard to get out of the fucking thing without the soup spilling out everywhere.
Really?
They were delicious,
though. Yeah, they're like I don't know, they're pretty common in Hong Kong.
Oh, been there a bunch?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
All the time.
You really have? I'm sorry. I apologize. That's where you got the juices.
Yes, I brought them back from my most recent trip. They were fresh pressed on the 5th and then expired on the 7th. I wasn't even off the plane yet.
Yeah, but there's a time change. Yeah, so it works out.
Yeah, actually, they're like 5 days old now based off of that logic. Sweet. Well, I had an insane week.
This is what I hear.
I had a stroke just now.
Wow, this is like the second one this week from what I hear.
Yes, we had a crazy week here at the Flea Furnace. Producer. Give me a break.
After you explain your week, they'll give you a break. Yeah, you are hopped up on juice, too.
Yes, producer Ethan played a noise show on Wednesday, which led me to fire off several tweets. I was maybe drunk and tweeting, although I don't feel like I was.
Were these good tweets or bad tweets?
You know, I think they were mostly bad, but I'd like to, I'm not going to lie to the audience.
Are you going to apologize to everyone right now for what you said?
I don't want to lie to the Dorito girls and Mountain Dudes out there.
Seriously, we got the little Mountain Dudes and little Dorito girls. They're looking up to you, dude.
Yeah, lying, you know, it doesn't get you anywhere. Let me take a rip of this juice real quick.
Ooh, that sweet Hong Kong watermelon.
Oh, it's not good. It's turning.
Because it's probably expired.
You know what would really make this better, though? Some Mountain Dew, am I right?
Woo! You know, that's right.
Yeah.
Continue.
Yeah, so I went to Ethan's noise show. That was fun. I had a good time there. I didn't know anyone at the show, so I was able to sit in the back. And by sit, I mean lean against the bar. And just write notes the entire time.
But isn't that what everybody does at noise shows? This is what I imagine a noise, just people just standing there writing, taking notes or something.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are just standing there, but they're not like, I don't know, they're not doing anything.
Do people get into that? I mean,
yeah,
okay. I'm not as big connoisseur as you guys are.
So. Yeah, I mean, that was one of the interesting things is that Ethan does a little bit, we're not from Texas originally, so His version of noise music is more of like what you would find in like the Midwest and East Coast.
Oh, wow.
So it's definitely a different style than what you would see down here. And it was pretty cool to see people enjoying that,
right,
which normally they aren't really that into.
Oh, that's cool.
So,
but anyway, you were in the back taking notes, dude?
Yeah, I was reading down notes. Boy, you know, we already got a lot of edits coming out the gate. Lots of edit points.
Juice drunk.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. I'm tired. One of the things that happened, whatever.
Just keep going, dude. Keep rolling.
Yeah, so I have like a Pavlovian response to noise music.
Really?
Because we would listen to noise music in Michigan when we were going to bed, but just like static noise.
Okay, sure.
Not like a noise machine, but I mean like just like brown and pink noise, still like less the harsh. Same
effect, I guess, maybe.
Yeah, and we also had medical marijuana in Michigan.
Oh,
so I smoked some drugs legally.
All right,
and I would listen to that music, and I think we did it for so long that whenever I hear noise music now, I just start getting sleepy, which is like not the response that you should have to that.
Yeah, I don't know much about it, but I don't think that's the correct response.
Yeah, totally not. And I was just standing there like yawning the whole time.
Wow.
And it was like interesting, and oh man, I just looked like a bitch.
People were like checking, look at this, what the
hell? Well, that's the joy of standing in the background. If you're way in the back, then no one can look at you and judge you. which is also weird. And brings me to the next point that I had that I realized. So while we were there, we were at this venue that has, it's like a basement, and then there's like it's like a split level almost.
Sure.
So there's like a basement, which is where like the show is had, and then there's like a step, and then you are level with the ground, like five steps or whatever.
Sure.
And you're level with the ground, and that's how you come in and out of the building.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like 10 steps, and then you're at the bathrooms.
Okay.
But it's like the entryway is very tiny. So there's like a trash can by the stairs. And so this guy is walking up. He walks up the first couple of stairs, and then he's walking up the stairs to the bathroom. And as he's walking, he like casually like puts his arm like around the staircase and like drops his beer in the garbage.
Whoa,
and like keeps walking up. Smooth. And in my head, I'm just like, okay, cool guy. Like, calm down. Right? Like, fucking this guy.
It's way too smooth, dude.
Yeah. And then I'm like, oh my God, I'm such an asshole. Like, this is probably like the most awkward, like, social the weirdo in the world. And then I'm like, oh my God, if that was me, like I would have an anxiety attack about thinking about doing that before I could even get up the stairs to try and do it. And then I would probably stay in the bathroom extra long because I'd be freaking out about like if someone would make eye contact with me.
Wow.
When I came out. And so I just went into like this dark hole of just like fucking social phobia. Be a depression,
dude,
in the
noise,
back corner.
If you don't smoke weed when listening to noise, dude, you get all fucking paranoid.
Yeah,
shit.
It opens up. It just, you know, I mean, I'm like that most of the time. These are the kinds of horrible thoughts that I have. But I was just like, I was ripping on that guy in my head.
Man,
I was just like, fuck.
Do you think that guy though was like, I wonder if anybody saw that was so fucking smooth?
I don't know. I was wondering that, but he like walked up the stairs normally. He didn't seem like cocky.
Yeah.
And then when he came back down, he was just like whatever, like yeah.
Wow.
He wasn't like looking for someone to like
yeah
be like,
you
I saw you,
you see
fucking
that
asshole.
Did you get that on camera, bro?
It was so it was the worst thing I ever saw in my life. Fuck that guy. I also had my first weird interaction about Pokemon Go.
Oh
yeah, we've talked about it a couple times on this show. We've run into, or I have run into, multiple people
yes.
that I don't know that I've talked about Pokemon Go with.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally, it finally happened. And guess what? It was at a noise show.
But is it do not dropping lures at the noise show?
No, there wasn't a stop around. Thank God. Otherwise, I would have ripped that guy a new one. But it was just a really awkward conversation. And I couldn't follow along.
Who started the conversation?
Well, I was leaning up against the bar and I was drinking my drink and I was the severe social phobia ball that I am. I was just fucking looking at my Pokemon Go and like selling off Pokemon or transferring Pokemon or whatever. And this guy came up to me and he's like, "Hey, what team are you on?"
Oh boy.
And I was like, Mystic. And he's like, "Oh, I'm on the shitty team." Was like, Instinct.
I can totally tell.
And he's like, yeah, it was just really awkward. It was, oh boy.
It's supposed to bring people together, not make awkward situation. Well, I can only imagine. It's bringing nerds together, mostly. Not saying you are, or this guy was, but there's got to be awkward.
Well, I'm a nerd. It's just that, you know, my social phobia is like implosion. His was like an explosion. Oh. But it was like these catastrophic waves of like, "Well, I don't know how to interact with people." And I was just like, oh boy.
You think he was like, "Oh yeah, good one, dude. It was a good..."
I don't know. Good. I don't think so, actually. Because I tried to make... He like said something weird and I was like, "Oh yeah, but..." And I like made a joke.
and ran away.
Just, yeah, he like turned around and just like walked off. And I was like, oh no. Like, did I bomb or did he? Like, fuck.
He's just like, eject.
Yeah. He was like, "Ah, shit." Oh, and there was a random drink on the bar and he took a rip of it.
Whoa! He just left. Dude! Who's this guy?
I don't know.
Wow.
I think he bummed a cigarette from me later that night too.
Yeah, because he bumps drinks and cigarettes. He was just waiting for you to turn around so he could steal your drink.
Maybe. I don't know.
There's a Charizard over there.
Right.
Glug, 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 glug.
Yeah, that was nuts. But the show was great. Producer Ethan really killed it.
Nice.
It was an interesting time. There was some dude there that reminded me of Mindless Self-Indulgence, which I haven't thought of in decades.
Wow.
So that was interesting to conjure up that memory. Yes. And that was my Wednesday.
Oh wow. Wow, I didn't do much. What else happened?
Well, then early morning, I woke up with such a bad headache. I didn't have very many drinks, but I woke up with a terrible headache and slept until 2, which is insanely rare for me.
Sure.
I normally wake up at 8 at the latest.
Right.
And I get up and I'm like, "Oh my God, it's so hot in here. What is going on?" And our fucking AC broke. Which, if you don't live in Texas, that may not sound like a bad thing.
Sure. People die.
Yes.
People literally die.
Yeah, here. It's bad. It was 95 degrees in our house.
Oh, God. Luckily you had this juice to keep you cool, dude.
I didn't have the juice yet.
Oh, no.
Oh my gosh, you know.
If only you just poured it on you.
Yeah, it was so hot. I've never seen a sadder cat in my days.
Oh my God, yeah. Oh no. He's like, "Just let me go outside. It's cooler out there."
Yeah, I mean, that was where I was at with life. It was very rough. Then we had another terrible thing happen, which I will not get into. But let's just say that we're missing a motorized vehicle from our house. Now.
Dude, somebody took your hoverboard?
Yeah.
Ah, oh, that's not cool,
our
man.
Our skateboard's gone.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Damn.
Rough. Austin's getting a little rough around the edges.
Y'all.
Then Saturday.
Oh God, it keeps going.
I know, I had a crazy week. Then Saturday was International Sailor Moon Day.
Holy shit, that's right. Did you go to the thing that you talked about?
Yes.
On the show?
Yes. Ethan and I went, and we went cosplaying.
Whoa!
And people were impressed. with Ethan's costume
and very a big smile across his face
and very impressed with my natural hair, which I made into Sailor Moon hair.
Ah, nice.
Nonetheless, we did not win. So fuck everyone there.
Fuck all those people. I don't care if we have shared things in common. Fuck them.
Yeah, it was hurtful. It really hurt my feelings.
Damn, how many people, was everybody dressed up?
Good majority, yeah.
Was it mostly women?
Yeah, yeah. There were a few guys there, sure, but not very many. But nice. Yeah, a lot of people were dressed up. The costumes were actually amazing.
Yeah, imagine. But
ours were really good, too.
I believe it.
You know? I feel like we got robbed twice this weekend.
Oh, man.
Quite frankly, I'm pissed about it.
Dude, I can tell.
So next year, I'm thinking, you know, I'm going to go as, I don't know, Sailor Dildo.
I'd like to see that.
Sure to be a crowd pleaser.
Like, yeah, dude. How could you not win?
Yeah, I don't know. It was cool, though. It was definitely an interesting experience. Oh, and another crazy thing that happened there. I ran into another fucking ex-EA employee.
They're everywhere.
I guess. I haven't seen any in over a year, and all of a sudden they're coming out the damn woodwork.
Finally escaped.
One of them hit me up today, too, asking me about something.
Did you know this person's name though at the Sailor Moon thing?
No, I don't remember. And he was on my team too.
Really?
Yeah. No.
I do that too.
Oh yeah. He made eye contact with me. He was standing outside of the doors to the highball, this bar where the International Sailor Moon Day thing was. He was standing outside of the doors and he made eye contact with me. I saw him before I was getting to the doors and I'm just like, oh fuck, like look at the ground. You
knew
know
who it was immediately.
Yeah. And now that he's like a bad guy or whatever, I just do it.
You are, we've established you're not good in social situations.
Yeah,
here.
I just don't want to talk to people. Especially when I'm fucking at a Sailor Moon convention.
Yeah, come on, dude.
That's giving away way too much information.
I don't want you to know these things about me.
Yeah, exactly. So I just want you to think I'm cool from afar.
Of course.
Like, maybe she's dead now. That's why she doesn't work here anymore. Like,
that would be so cool. Yeah. She was so cool. Dude, I bet she's dead.
Yeah.
She
probably lived out her dream and flew off the bridge of 180 or whatever.
It's so cool. She's probably in hell now. That's so rad.
That girl's down in so much juice and taking sick rips of rubber cement right now. She's so cool.
Shit's so rad.
Yeah, so I see him and I'm like, oh fuck, like don't. And so I just look the other way, right?
Yes.
I make it past him. I go to the bathroom in the theater. I'm coming out of the bathroom and I run into a person from the improv theater.
Oh, no.
I'm like, oh fuck. And so I like again just like dodge and look at the other way. Dodge that bullet too. Don't worry, no one said hi to me.
Fantastic.
Except one person that I don't even really know.
Well,
oh, and Jeff, I guess he said hi. Jefe.
Oh, well, hey, how's it going, Jeff?
Yeah, what's up?
What's up, dude?
What's up, dog? Dude, he's cool. He hooked me up with a couple bevies.
Nice.
Yep. It's the way to my heart. Yeah, I don't know. That was my week. It was a fucking mess. And then we've been watching the Olympics, of course, because right.
Yeah.
Except we missed the one fucking swimming race I wanted to see last night.
With Michael Phelps?
No, Ledecky.
Oh, the other like superstar now.
Yeah, young chick.
The young lady.
And she fucking won and like blew out her world record. Apparently.
Jeez. What is it about us and swimmers? Why do we have such great swimmers? Is Ledecky a U.S. person?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's it with the USA?
I don't know.
We're good at that. Have you seen that they've been doing the cupping thing on the athletes?
Yeah, dude, I do that.
Does it make you,
I fucking
before the
love
podcast?
It. Yeah.
Get your demons. Just, releases the demons.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to bring out any devils on this show.
You really do that?
Yeah. I do it all the time. It's great. I love it.
What? How does it make you feel?
Good.
It says right in the pamphlet here, testimonials, Donna, good. I got to try it.
It's good. It's cool. It's definitely a unique feeling.
Yeah,
it's interesting.
Sure.
But it just feels, it makes your back or
wherever they put it,
yeah, wherever you're getting it, it makes that area feel like tingly and like minty.
Wow.
And like kind of cool.
All right,
It's nice. It makes, I don't know, it just, you can definitely, I can feel a difference for sure when I do it.
Well, I imagine if Olympic athletes are doing it, it means it's doing something.
Yeah, I go get cupping and then I go do acupuncture. I do it at the same place, so.
At the same time?
Nah. It's too much.
Way too much. Sensory overload.
Yeah, I always get acupuncture on the front part of my body, so that would be very difficult to have cups attached to my back and then also laying into needles. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine that being very comfortable.
I feel great afterwards, though. Great.
Dude, I do feel good, though.
How long do the marks stay on your body?
I mean, it just depends on your skin.
Yeah.
Or whatever. I don't know. Like, I don't know. Right. It's like a hickey. So it's like however long a hickey lasts on you, I guess.
I've never. Why you got to bring up that pain?
Wow. What a team instinct answer. What team are you?
Mystic.
The blue one?
Yeah, I chose
same.
The blue one.
Blanche, baby.
Because they said something about, we're studying how they evolve. And I was like, cool, science, boop. And then like, yeah, because the other ones were like, they're strong, fuck brute force, I guess was valor or whatever. Yeah. The other one was like, we don't know what we're doing. And yeah. Team instinct. So
yeah, they were team instincts like, rubber cement, let me get a rip of that. Hashtag, let me rip it.
Dude, I should have joined them.
Hey, guys, real quick, in all seriousness, if you're addicted to rubber cement,
yeah,
seek help.
There's a number on the rubber cement bottle you can call.
Is there really? You have to be 18 to buy rubber cement. Also, you have to be 18 to buy fucking sparklers.
Yeah.
The fuck?
Well, that is a flammable piece of... Is there really? I bet you there's a number on there.
Call 1-888-516-2502.
Oh, God. I'm tangled up. Oh, God.
Call that if you're addicted to rubber cement. Tell them that Mountain Dude versus Dorito Girl sent you.
Yeah, you know, we're not just here to talk about video games, social phobia, Taco Bell, Mountain Dew, Doritos.
In other words, enriching your life.
We're also here to... talk to you about getting your help on.
That's right. Betterment for yourself and for others.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Have you been watching the Olympics?
I don't have cable, but I haven't watched anything.
Well, the stuff on cable is the stuff that sucks.
Oh, is it? Well, no. I mean, yeah, I don't even have rabbit ears to like try to pick up normal channels. I should. We just haven't done it yet. But yeah, I mean, I should, because that shit's only every 4 years, so. And I do like watching the Olympics. Some of it can be fun to watch.
Yeah, it's all right. We've watched a few things so far. I just like, I like synchronized swimming. I like synchronized diving is like my favorite thing in the world.
Looks so goddamn difficult.
It's so cool, though. I love watching it, and it's always during the day, so I have to try and figure out how I can watch it at work.
Mm. Have you ever seen the still photos of the divers, like, as they're spinning?
Mm-hmm.
Those look awesome.
Yeah.
They're really straining hard.
Yeah. I also saw some photos of last night, the USA gymnast team, female gymnasts.
Yeah. Did you see that dude break his leg?
No.
It's gross.
What dude? The one on the trampoline?
No. Some dude did the vault. For men's. Uh-huh. And as he was running, I don't know what country he's from.
Not U.S.
No.
Because I watched their prelims.
Did the vault. It may have not even been on television here. You know, it might have been a tape thing or whatever. Did the vault, but as he was coming down for his landing, snapped his leg in fucking half. Like,
so it was
the shin.
Right angle.
Yeah, so he holds it up and it's just literally, and he is in so much pain.
Ugh.
It is horrifying.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Olympics.
Oh, that's the worst. I broke my ankle and I went sideways on it. Ah. So I can't. Sideways legs are.
No, well, that's, yeah, off-putting.
Yeah.
Period. But I guess if you've had an injury like that.
Oh, God. That's brutal. Yeah, that's a bummer. Yeah. Well, you know what? Go USA.
That's bold.
And, you know, go Canada.
Whoa. Well, I guess you kind of were close to Canada where you used to live.
And go Japan. I always like rooting for Japan, too.
I always kind of root for the Netherlands myself.
You know, women's cycling, they took gold.
Netherlands?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. You know what my last name means in Dutch?
butthole.
Close. Influenza.
Oh, tight.
Yes.
Influenza butthole.
Influenza butthole. Greep.
I think that might be one of the... I'm going to go ahead and write that down right now, because I think that may be one of the names for the first planet I find.
I was going to ask you that. What are you going to name shit?
Oh, well, we'll get there, baby.
Influenza butthole one.
We will get there. I've got a bunch written down of names that I would like. Actually, you know what? Let's just go ahead and talk about it right now.
Oh, here we go.
Okay. So obviously, we're going to jump ahead a little bit. So today, No Man's Sky comes out.
It does.
I'm fucking excited.
At the stroke of midnight.
It actually, they're doing a, because I asked about this, I went and got my pre-order from GameStop this weekend because I looked around and they had a whole bunch of shit that came with the pre-order.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
nice.
I went and pre-ordered through them. They said they're doing the midnight release at 11, you get the game.
Wow.
So as soon as we are done with this,
I guess,
yeah. I'm driving down the old highway next to Walmart.
Oh man.
To GameStop, baby.
Getting that game, dude. Oh man, fuck. It's exciting.
I'm pretty excited about it. There's already been some spoilers. We talked about that last week.
We
There's
did.
Also been spoilers about the day one update. There was another crazy thing that happened this weekend where there were copies of the game illegally early sold.
Oh yeah, and
so,
there have been reviewers that just said, "Fuck it, I'm going to go buy because I know how to get a copy," and just
right.
went and got a copy to go ahead and start playing it. For
yeah,
review.
It's pretty crazy.
Which I mean, I'm glad that they aren't like being real dicks about it and being like, "No, nobody ever play this." But after what they do, what have you heard? What they're doing? They're wiping the servers.
Mm-hmm.
They wiped them yesterday. They're wiping them tonight. And then he's the Sean Murray, I believe is his name.
Mm-hmm.
He said specifically, "You should probably, if you've been playing the game, you should probably delete your save file because you're not going to be able to do experience the new shit that we're putting in our day one
batch." Oh really?
Yeah.
Damn.
They're putting in that much stuff.
Wow, get wrecked. Yeah, I mean, I saw the laundry list. I looked through a couple of the things, but I didn't want to spoil too much for myself.
Yeah.
Which is the same thing that I said, that you kind of said too last week, that I didn't really want to look too much into the
yeah.
spoilers because I just, you know, I want to enjoy the game.
Yeah. And then just a brief thing, it's they will alter the story a bit, but we don't know what the story is, so that's not really a spoiler. They've done some stuff to combat to make it better. And planet generation, they redid the algorithm about for the planets, so they populate differently now.
Yeah, I saw that.
The best thing that I saw was, and I'm quoting, Sean Murray, I believe, says that some animals will be pooping valuable resources.
Yay!
Sold. Sold. Dude, if you can harvest poop and sell it in space in order to make bigger ship to go harvest more poop to sell in space, dude, I want to be a poop smuggler.
What?
You can be a poop smuggler.
I wonder if they have space Doritos.
That's what you should name stuff. I bet you can't write. Copyrighted.
Well, yeah, so there's not really a whole lot of information as to what gets blocked with the names.
Yeah.
Obviously there's probably going to be like a million Harambes or Harambe
right.
420s.
God.
Sweet God. Variations of that. I would definitely recommend that our fan base tweet at Dude v girl, dude versus girl, with some of your planet names. I would be very curious to see what those are. But some of the cool ones that I came up with that are not cool, I completely regret saying that.
So, I'm walking that back.
Some of the ones that I've come up with are little flashback influenza bottle. Dorito Dew 420.
Oh shit, yeah.
Dew dust.
Dew dust.
Eat my shorts.
What? No.
NHL 17.
I'm gonna name one NHL 97, dude.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh yeah, Dungeons and Dragons Land.
Matt Rife Snapchat. That one's for Ethan Billups out there. Dank LaCroix. Real World Road Rules.
Challenge.
Those are some of the ones that I came
wow.
up with.
Wow. I can't wait to visit those real world road rules. You should name every creature on it after a real world road rules contestant. This is the Miz.
I'll just name them. Yeah, I'll just name them all after Jersey Shore characters and really mix it up. Yeah.
Don't mix your two universes.
People will be like, wait. Is this the Jersey Shore? No, it's real world.
Dude, there are multiple dimensions where anything is possible. If there is a world, a real rules challenge world.
Oh man, I just really want to go to Dank Lacroix Island.
Dude, that should be a fully aquatic with one little island.
Yeah, we'll call. Can you name? I guess you probably can't. Maybe you can though with this update. I don't know, but it'd be sweet if you could name areas.
Oh yeah, like land masses. Yeah, and stuff.
I'd have like Pamplemousse Island, orange,
orange,
coconut, limon.
Oh. That's a spicy region.
Yeah, I don't know. Those are some of my names. Do you have any off the cuff names?
I was gonna do Influenza Butthole, but apparently it's already been named. So I guess I'll name it Influenza Butthole 2. Isn't that how they do it? Scientists and
Influenza
shit.
Influenza Butthole 420. It's obviously if your name's already been taken, the logical things that you have to either proceed or follow it with are 69 and 420.
Or me, 666.
Oh, or 666. Or 666. Right, 666. Yeah. I'm going to have 69 Influenza Butthole Planet 420.
Oh, God. Where the water is green and the grass is orange.
Oh, no, that's definitely a Dorito Dew planet. Baby, that's a Dorito Dust planet.
Oh, yeah, I like Dorito Dust
Bowl of 69.
I'm a Dorito Dustian. I come from the planet Dorito Dust. I come in peace. Get your fucking dust out of here, dude.
Oh.
Man, this game's going to be sick. I think it's going to be great.
I think it's going to be pretty good, too. I'm excited.
I hear it runs really well even on PS4. There is some pop-in and stuff, but it runs, like, really well, so...
Good. I'm excited.
You know, that would suck if you... You know, it's so expansive and there's so many cool things you can do, but the frame rate sucked. I don't want to, you know... But luckily, I hear it plays very well.
So. Yeah, I'm not... I'm sure it'll be great. I'm not... I don't... I think it'll be great. The only thing that sucks is I know it's going to take forever to load, so I'm going to get it tonight, and I'm going to pop that bad boy in and let that... steep overnight. And
yeah, that's true. Oh, the install and everything.
Yeah, get a grind in tomorrow before our radio show.
From what I understand, it once you're in the game, there is no loading.
Yeah, I also read that, so that's awesome. Pretty exciting.
That is incredible. So I read a little bit more about the guy who got to the center in 30 minutes.
Yeah, I saw there were some other articles published about that where people were like, it's not the case.
Yeah, don't worry about it. And then he's, you know, the way that he's playing the game is not indicative of how you're going to play the game. And he also did it before they added this gigantic patch that's going to put, you know, so many new things into the game. So I'm not worried about it. Don't care. I'm excited. So I think it has prospects of being game of the year, but I don't want to jinx it.
Well, that's a little premature.
I don't jinx it. Games of the year that I've played so far, it's got to be Doom, and it's got to be Inside. Yes, sir.
What's Inside?
Inside is coming to PS4 pretty soon. You need to fucking play it. As soon as it comes, I'm not gonna tell you. That's all I'm gonna give to you. Read any review. Every review is just play it.
Yeah, it's a game that was made by the same people that did Limbo.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's on Xbox One
right
now.
It's on Xbox One.
It's on PC.
It is incredible, and the ending is holy shit, cool.
Yeah, I want to play it. The thing is, I am not a hardcore Limbo fan like everyone else in the world, and so I'm going to wait a little bit.
I will tell you that it's much better than Limbo in that the puzzles and stuff are much more logical. They make sense. There's none of the gravity shit that happened at the end of Limbo that made it almost hard, really too hard. And the narrative that's being played around you is so propelling that you want to continue forward. I totally recommend sit and play it 3 hours and finish it in one go.
Yeah, that's not bad. I will do that for sure.
At some point.
At some point.
Do it at some point, because trust me, I think you'll be like, holy shit, that was rad.
Yeah, I think I'll probably, for that one, I know everyone's saying that it's great, and yeah, I will play it at some point. I'm probably just going to wait until it dies down a little bit game-wise, because everything's starting to pop off right now.
Mm-hmm.
I crunched 3 games this weekend, so.
I finished one.
I also finished one, or maybe two.
Which one did you finish?
So this week I played Abzu. We talked about it last week.
Mm-hmm, that's when I finished.
Yeah, I bought that. It was great. It was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It was an interesting story. It was very Journey, very Flower. If you like those games, I would definitely recommend it. I will say that the controls were a little frustrating at times.
I see what they were trying to do in that, give you that right stick so you can kind of turn it and just look at everything however you want, but it was a little disorienting and a little difficult, and the camera would sometimes fuck up. And I wanted to just, you know, do the really cool thing of shooting out of the water with all the fish and stuff.
Right.
And sometimes that was even a little difficult to try to achieve.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was probably the worst part, is the controls were a little weird.
Yeah, the controls can definitely be frustrating. Overall, I thought the game was really interesting. I really enjoyed if you finish the game and you watch the credits, which this is also like a 3-hour game. It's not very long at all. So it's easy to like sit and play. But if you finish the game, there's really interesting excerpt at the end saying that the story was taken from essentially like the Mesopotamian
Bible.
Like these tablets from Mesopotamia, and it was really, really interesting.
Yeah, I don't think it's much of a spoiler. You do kind of uncover an ancient civilization, so that's pretty neat. And, you know, the moments where you, like, meet up with the big things, like the whales and stuff. I mean, I had a smile on my face that was really thrilling and cool, you know, to have the music swell and you see these giant creatures. I was like, yeah, dude. I mean, I see, like, a stressful day. Sometimes you want to just punch dudes in the face, so you look Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, or Call of Duties. Sometimes you just want to relax and, you know, look at some sea creatures. This is a game to do that.
Yeah, now on PlayStation, it has... Well, it's only, again, if you didn't listen to last week's episode, that game is only for PC and PlayStation 4 at the moment. There on the PlayStation, there's like 10 trophies or something. And so I'm thinking about like playing it again when I get a chance, because I just want to grab the rest of the trophies.
Yeah.
And I know I'm like pretty close to the last 3.
Yeah, well, I would imagine there's not much in gameplay. I mean, you're just kind of like going from one place to another and going a little faster. Mm-hmm. So I would imagine the trophies are not too difficult to achieve.
Yeah, the ones that I didn't get were like to find all of the meditation points. I think I missed one. And I didn't get all the... There's, like, mollusks that you,
go through.
And I think, again, I missed, like, one or two of those, so...
Yeah, I kind of got those initially, and then they disappeared. I couldn't find them anymore, and then someone popped up in the end. I was like, oh, yeah, these things. Really cool game. Worth checking out. It's probably going to go on sale at some point. It's a short game.
It's $20.
Yeah, it's $20 now. I got it for $15, but you can get it, you know... If you get it for $10 or less, I think anybody drop it. It's cool. It's
fun. I think it's worth $15. Yeah.
If you're into that stuff, I know some people aren't. That's not a game, dude.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, I mean, that was actually kind of where Ethan was. He was watching me play it, and he was not enjoying it.
Yeah.
But we also got... we also bought Overcooked, which was one of the other new releases last week that we were talking about maybe doing a Twitch thing with.
Yeah, for sure.
So we had been playing that all weekend, and it is so much fun.
Really?
It is very fun. It has occasional glitches, but mainly I will chalk those up to user error. But it is extremely fun. It's very intense. We were screaming at each other a lot. A friend of ours came over and we were just drinking beers, and he was like, I can't watch you guys play this. It's giving me work dreams.
Wow.
Like, it's giving me anxiety right now. So yeah, it's pretty intense. It's really fun. I think it would be a lot more fun with more people.
Right.
So I'm excited to maybe play that in the future if we do a fucked up Friday or
something. It's up to 4 people, right?
Yes.
That's cool. But it's so, is it, it's a cooperative game, right?
Yeah, so it's up to four people, but there's also a way that you can play, which I did not realize prior, where you can essentially split the PlayStation 4 controller in half. So one person is using half of the stick and over, and the other person's using the other half.
Interesting.
Yeah. So we only have three controllers, so that might be something that we have to test out.
I think that's why that they did that. That's cool. They didn't have to do that. That's neat.
Right. And I think that that would add a whole other level of challenge
and
to the game.
And frustration and stuff. Because it sounds like if you're yelling at each other, this part of the game is getting kind of frustrated with your teammates.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, we talked about this a little bit last week, but I only watched a couple trailers of it because I didn't really want to spoil it for myself because I thought I was going to get the game. Not that it's a big like spoiler game.
Story driven or anything.
Right. But the levels move around. So in some cases, it will be the level will be like divided into quadrants. And pieces will move that block off halves of it or just a quadrant. So in some cases, one of us wouldn't be paying attention and then we would end up in the same fucking cube and we couldn't access any of
and
the other shit.
Or you could get, I guess, maybe trapped in one corner or something.
Exactly.
Like that.
Yeah. So if you're not paying attention, it's like definitely you're going to have to restart levels a lot and kind of communicate out ideas before. But it's really fun and it does a good job of like carrying you along as the difficulty increases. But I really enjoyed that. If you want like a good party game, something to play with your friends or something to verbally abuse your significant other to, this is definitely a good one.
Is it simple enough that maybe somebody who's not a gamer could pick up and play?
Oh yeah, totally. Yeah it's cool. Just a couple of buttons. So
nice. Yeah, because that's hard. Always party games like that. Sometimes, you know, it's got to be simple enough for somebody who's not a gamer to pick up usually, you know, and that's good that it does that, but it still sounds like it's really fun and kind of difficult. And
yeah it's not, it definitely doesn't require a whole lot of like gaming knowledge, but it is really fun to pick up and it's a good exercise in communication, which is just great.
I'm gonna be bad at that.
We also had, if you follow us on the Twitter, you saw that we had a conversation with one of our fans and friends here. I got an NHL 17 beta code from at EMU Prime.
Hot dog.
Yeah, so thank you very much for that. It was awesome. We played it. We did a couple of rounds earlier in the day while we were waiting for the other games to load and before we went to Sailor Moon Festival Con Day. And it was sweet. It's really awesome. It looks amazing. They brought back a lot of cool features that they removed from the previous game.
That's good.
You can play as a lady. And that's
really
pretty tight.
Wow.
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah. So you can play as a lady. The beta was good. I'm excited to play the rest of the game. I know that there's a lot of new things that were added, and I think that comes out next month. So not too
you
far
guys,
along away.
You guys are obviously big hockey fans and usually play yearly iteration of it, at least. Try it.
Yeah. We will normally play every other year unless there's like a big...
Huge, yeah.
Which there were actually quite a few overhauls last year, and one of my friends from EA had a copy, but then I literally never met up with him to get it. But I mean, that comes out in September, so it's not really that far away, but the beta was super fun. I had a really enjoyable time. Thanks again to at EMU Prime.
Yeah, dude, thanks.
For that.
Rad.
It was pretty sweet. And of course, I've been playing Pokemon Go, so...
Yeah, and having awkward moments with
strangers.
Yes. It's a dangerous game.
It is a dangerous game. I'm getting fucking pissed about it, though.
Are you the one that's upset that they don't have the footsteps so you can find the Pokemon?
I'm not upset about that. And actually, they're bringing that back for iOS. I just did the update for it. So, no, I'm not upset about that. What I am upset about is that I keep getting the same fucking shit in my eggs and it's pissing me the damn hell off.
What do you keep hatching?
I keep getting like sand shrews and that's it. I've gotten like 15 sand shrews and it's like, I mean, I like Sandslash and I like Sandshrew. I think it's cute, but it's like, you know, why don't I have like a Lapras like fucking everyone else does?
The nature of the game.
It's bullshit,
man. You're a terrible mother. You're not incubating them correctly.
I guess not. I hatch like 3 eggs a day. We're talking 5Ks, baby. I'm walking.
Damn, dude. Well, it's working then.
I'm burning these buns off, baby. Don't damn tell me I'm not incubating these eggs good.
Shit. I haven't even hatched an egg. I figured out how to do it. They don't really tell you how to do anything.
Yeah.
You just kind of have to press buttons and figure it out.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that it's difficult, but you're like, well, I was like looking at the eggs and I was like, I've been walking around with this thing. Why isn't it fucking doing anything? And I had to put it in an incubator.
What a bunch of dicks.
What the hell? It doesn't make any sense. Jesus Christ.
Pisses me off. I just want a cool Pokemon. I want some garbage I can get in the damn wild. Give me something sick.
You hear God. That, Nintendo?
Yeah. Nintendo, I mean, you bitch.
Niantic? Fuck, dude.
Yeah.
Shit.
God damn it. Well, okay, all right. So now let's go full backward circle. We're going counterclockwise today, guys. All right,
we're
going
to talk about juice again?
Yes.
Sweet.
This juice, I don't like it, is the thing.
You've only taken like one sip.
I've taken multiple sips. I'm not feeling it. I finished my La Croix, my 420 dank La Croix Island. Fucking pisses me off. I can't even load Pokemon. God damn it.
Man, you
classic.
Just had a rough week. It's just continuing on into this week.
Spilling over. Yes. Okay. So there's some crazy shit going on with Pokemon Go.
Oh, God.
Amazon Japan is selling men's and women's Pokemon Go trainer outfits.
Oh, of course.
So you can buy those, but only Amazon Japan. They're $164.
Holy shit.
Yeah. But, you know, if you want to cosplay and you can't figure out how to put a visor together, then fucking knock yourself out.
It's not official, dude. You got to get the official stuff from Japan.
Shots fired. I'm coming for you, nerds.
Got to get the official stuff from Japan. Do Japanese sizes, are they the same as American?
Nope.
Oh, man. Well,
yeah, double good luck. Nerds. I'm just saying, those outfits aren't really that hard to make.
I like how this is, you called them nerds if you went to a fucking Sailor Moon cosplay thing and were disappointed you didn't win. You fucking nerds.
It was my real hair.
That's true.
Okay. All these other fake ass bitches with their fucking wigs.
It's true. And you made your Sailor Moon costume. I imagine you didn't order it from Japan, right?
Yeah, I ordered it from fucking Goodwill. I walked in there with my human legs. Good. And I picked them up.
Like a real deal cosplayer.
Jesus. I'm sorry, everyone. I didn't mean to fly off the rails.
Is that a Code Red rant?
Yeah.
Mountain Dude Code Red rant.
Wee-oo.
Here we go. Don't get me started on trainer costumes.
Yeah, and another thing.
Oh, God, here it comes.
People are still pissed about the tracker thing.
I know.
That was a part of what that awkward interaction with that dude was about. Yeah. I get it. It sucks. You don't know where something is. Except, did you ever really know where it was to begin with?
Right. Like, and we're not just talking about the game, but life, right? Yeah. Did you know anything about where anything is, dude?
Yeah.
Life, you don't have a tracker?
If it wasn't for us reading off this rubber cement bottle, you'd still be addicted.
You'd be taking rips right now while you listen to this, because it's the only way you could listen to this.
Yeah. Yes, so, people are still pissed about that.
Of course they are. They're always going to be pissed. No matter what update they do, there's going to be an uprising and people will be pissed.
Yeah, I don't get it.
It's all right.
It's fine. Whatever.
It's a free game. You can be pissed.
Yeah, you know, you do you.
Get your trainer outfit and you do you.
There's also... Twitch apparently is cracking down on on people that are cheating with the game, which is very exciting because after we recorded this episode last week is when there was the big Pokemon Go scandal, the shakeup of Pokemon Go.
Wait, what?
The Articundo or whatever the email said. Did you read about all this?
No, I don't. This is.
Oh, really? Ah, shit. Okay. Well, so in Ohio.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Shots fired, Ohio. Cool chain restaurants.
Get it together, Ohio.
You know what's good about Ohio? America's roller coast, baby.
Whoa, you know a little too much about Ohio, dude.
Yeah, dog, it's my neighbor.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's the armpit of Michigan.
Oh, God.
Yeah, get wrecked, Ohio.
Anyway, what happened in Ohio? Get wrecked, Ohio. Eat a dick, Ohio.
Yeah, go hashtag go blue.
You got two O's in your name. Two holes for a dick, Ohio.
Oh, jeez. Hashtag Buckeyes, we're like, fuck you.
Fuck on either end of Ohio. Man, dude, I'm sorry. I don't have no problems with Ohio. She's just peer pressuring me into being mean to you guys.
It's another code red zone.
God, eat some Taco Bell and calm down.
Wow, okay, all right. You know what? When Madden comes out, we're going to have a code red zone.
All right.
Yeah, so, okay, in Ohio last week, there was... couple that took a gym with an Articuno, which is the mystic, it's the legendary, yeah, the ice water bird.
And there's, I was not supposed to be legendaries yet, right?
Yes. And so everyone on like the Ohio Facebook group for Pokemon Go was like, fuck you.
Shit.
And then all, you know, word got out about it. So then all these other people from everywhere are just like shitting on these people. So they go on to Twitch and they're like, well, fuck you. The guy's like real cocky about holding the phone.
Wow.
And he's like, you can hear it scream. Whoa, you want to hear it make its yell again and all this shit?
That's enraging, dude.
Yeah. And so then he showed the email from Niantic stating that they were awarded an Articundo for their issue, which was that a Pidgey like jumped out of the ball or something.
So they like called or whatever for tech support or reached out and then they got awarded that accidentally.
That's what they were claiming. So then everyone was like, this is still bullshit. I don't believe you. Fuck you guys. I hate you. Yeah. Burn in hell. You know, classic.
This is my life. Stop fucking with it.
Right. Classic real world road rules meandering.
It's true. What a challenge.
So Niantic did an interview or did like a press release and they were like, fuck these people, they're lying.
Whoa.
We never did that.
Damn, that's a good PR right there.
We hear your complaints about the three steps and we're gonna work on bringing that back.
Shit, just fucking rolling it all.
Yeah,
they've been laying it all out.
Yeah. And so then they banned those people's accounts.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, it's pretty like the dick.
And
you
that's,
know,
and that's how Team Rocket was born.
Yeah, pretty much. There are a bunch of photos in Japan of Team Rocket people in Team Rocket costumes picking up the trash from the parks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
That's good.
Yeah, that's pretty cute.
Damn.
Oh, I've also, speaking of Pokemon Go forever, because it's never going to go away, there's also a bunch of videos coming up about the like false Pokemon glitch where you like catch... like a Charmander, and then after it's caught and it flashes to the screen to display like what Pokemon you got, it's actually like a Pidgey or a Rattata or a Caterpie or something.
Yeah,
it sucks. People are getting way pissed
Whoa,
about it.
Oh, so it's like a phantom, it's not giving you you think you're getting something else, but then
yeah, like the skin changes tricksters. Or whatever. I know. Fucking jerks,
fucking
man.
Tricksters. Why do we even subject ourselves to this madness?
I don't know. Fucking assholes.
Dude, you know what? I can't wait to hunt for Pokemon in No Man's Sky. I'm going to play the game while I'm in my ship. Just try to see if I can find any. I need the footsteps, though. I don't know what part of the galaxy they're going to be in.
You just attach the... You take your phone and you tape it to your TV.
No,
you're
like,
well,
you're
I'm
like
walking around, so...
You get like one of those like phone holders for your car and just slap it right there on a television, find the Pokemon, search the galaxies. I'm excited.
I hope I find some sweet Pokemon in No Man's Sky.
I do, too. Take that gym on... fucking Dorito dust.
Dude, I've taken so many gems, it's not even funny.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a fucking Pokemaster over here.
Well, that's why you have the authority to speak on these things.
Yes, that is exactly why I have the authority to speak on these things. Guys, full disclosure, I am not a Pokemaster. I can't even pretend to be one. No. I don't even have a single Pokemon that's over 2000, I don't think.
You haven't even ordered your trainer outfit from Japan, so how could you be?
Yeah. How could I be This sounds like a Pokemon. Could I be? Oh, that's so. It's like a bee. Could I be a bee?
Could I be? It's a bee.
It's just a question mark. I did catch that dank 420 CB. I saw that.
Fuck yeah, dude. I was asking you if that meant stood for chronic points. 420, dude.
Yeah.
CP. I didn't know. I'm still learning the game, so. Fuck. Let's fucking listen to some noise music. Get high, dude.
Yeah, let's take a nap, everybody. I'm so sleepy today for no reason. I've taken a lot of gyms. My name has been around. Shout out Pizza Kitten. That's me. If you live in Austin, you probably see me fucking wrecking shit, boning your mom.
Dude. Is that the name of a Pokemon? Boning your mom.
Oh, the show's falling apart.
You lost it, dude.
So I ran banned Pokemon.
You what?
I ran.
You ran?
The country.
Oh.
Banned Pokemon. Yes.
Man, I thought you were like literally running
so
to go
far away.
Good Lord. Yes, it did. Is that at all surprising?
I don't know. No, I guess not. It's kind of weird. I don't really get why they did it, but
I don't know. I mean, I probably think it's got demons.
Yeah, that's true. Speaking of demons, Demon Hunter class for WoW getting released in the next version. It looks tight.
Oh, really? Oh, so they're bringing, wait, that hasn't been in there?
I don't think so.
It's
Demon
Hunter from Diablo, I think. That's a class from Diablo.
Yeah, and like the dude from the like bad guy in Burning Crusade alludes to demon class or demon hunter, or is a demon hunter or in charge of like that class or whatever.
Sure.
So he's like coming back in this one, in this expansion that's coming out soon.
I think I played WoW for 7 months when it first came out, and I haven't touched it since.
Was that pre or post Burning Crusade?
That was much pre. That was right. Right when it came out. So.
Yeah, I played it for a while. I'm never gonna play it again.
I'm not either.
You know what? It looks cool. Congratulations.
Good job, guys. If you guys are sticking with it, there's your reward. You get to play as a demon hunter.
There's also, last week or whatever, they had like a copy of Xur from Destiny that was pretty tight too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. I like Destiny, so I think it's all right. And another weird thing that happened today, StarCraft HD is getting released in September. That's kind of dope.
That's kind of cool. Yeah. I wonder, I remember the very first StarCraft. Yeah, that was good. I was more of a Warcraft fan myself, Warcraft 2 over StarCraft, but I can see why people would be excited about this for sure.
Yeah, my only thing is like, I guess it won't really change anything. I mean, we have shitty internet compared to Koreans, which Koreans are like the best at the game. They're in addition to just being like way quick, you know?
They're just super fast.
Right. Yeah, but also they have better internet than us. So I wonder if like playing it is going to be shitty because like it's going to take longer for shit to like render.
Oh, well, I would hope if that's a concern for you, you have at least a computer that's not going to give you that issue. But
yeah,
I mean internet, yeah, totally. But that's the thing about StarCraft is like, you even if they're doing an HD up-res or whatever, you can't fuck with the gameplay at all. You can't change it at all because people will
flip,
burn down Blizzard.
Yeah,
they will burn it down. And so you can't touch it. So all you can really do is make the images look better. And that's cool. But, you know, I don't know. I'm not going to get it.
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, I don't have a PC, so I'm not going to get it either. No. I mean, it's pretty tight, though. I'll probably watch more people play it online again. I'll probably get into that again.
And I would hope it's priced like $20.
I mean, it should be.
Yeah, if it's like, if you're trying to $50 or something, fuck you guys.
Well, even like 30 seems like,
I agree, it's an old game, but that's cool though. I mean, it's a StarCraft, dude. It's somewhat, I guess, is that the top competitive one? Maybe it's Counter-Strike, maybe, or Dota, one of those. The esports,
I think,
dominates.
Yeah, League of Legends.
Yeah.
I think League of Legends and Dota are the biggest ones, but I mean, StarCraft probably on a global scale,
it paved the way.
League
I
of
think.
Legends is probably the biggest,
yeah, probably
one.
The biggest, but I think StarCraft kind of, well, I
StarCraft
mean,
definitely paved the way, but that's probably like the biggest like RTS though.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I don't think League of Legends is really like an RTS.
No, it's a MOBA.
Yeah.
Massively online battle. And, and these things wouldn't exist if they didn't, MOBAs wouldn't exist if they didn't change, you know, those generated from like Warcraft and stuff. They were just fan-made game versions of that that turned into this juggernaut that's now esports. Pretty crazy that fans kind of created MOBAs. It's
shout out J-Dong.
It's a whole genre. Is that a really good Korean player?
Yeah. He used to be the world top for a long time. Not anymore. I know that
because his last name was Dong.
J-Dong.
J-Dong. How many moves per second or whatever? That's what they call it, I think, or something. Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's that ridiculous. Shit's nuts.
If you just like even watch a clip and just see how
it's fast. It's so much fun. The Korean ones are amazing. Those are the best ones to watch.
It's hard not... I mean, I hesitate to call them athletes, but there's a ton of skill involved in speed and endurance. Critical
thinking,
yeah,
too.
That's true because, yeah, you got to rack up all your bases and stuff. It's pretty phenomenal, but again, I'm not gonna get StarCraft HD.
Yeah, I'm not either. Shout out J-Dog.
Yeah, dude, wherever you are, big ups.
Yeah, big ups.
Love you, dog.
Let's get down.
Hey, did you hear Metroid is 30 now?
Yeah, that happened on Saturday.
Yeah,
right?
It did.
It's pretty exciting.
It is 30. That's old as shit.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I'm almost 30.
Wow. I'm beyond. Far beyond.
R.I.P.
I'm in the no man's sky of the 30s.
Hashtag R.I.P. Mountain Dudes.
Yes. I'm going to die. No, but yeah, Metroid, Samus, I guess, was probably the first major lady video game character.
Yeah, I mean, the first major badass one.
Right.
Peach is a fucking Joker. Yeah,
of course. But I mean, like lead character, badass, saving the universe. Well, what about, shit.
I mean, you can play as that chick in Golden Axe. She's pretty rad.
Yeah, but, I don't know. I think, but do you know the name of that chick?
Chick Barbarian.
Oh fuck, dude, I stand corrected. Never
Barbara
mind.
Chick.
My point is moot.
Barbara Chick.
Barbara. It's Barbara. Said in the same breath as Samus Aran, Barbara from Golden Axe. So influential.
I just really like that game.
Yeah, that's cool. Golden Axe is a good one. It is. I like Golden Axe.
I mean, I like Metroid too. I mean, yeah, I would agree. She's definitely the most well-known, most badass early chick in video games.
I
think so.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, what do you have a favorite Metroid game?
No.
Yeah, I do. I like Metroid Primes, the 3D ones that they did on the GameCube.
I like the music for all the SNES ones. Yeah. Those are good.
A lot of people will say Super Metroid, and you're not wrong. That is a fucking great game.
Yeah.
But I like the 3D ones. I think they did a really good job of transitioning into 3D, and they were made here in Austin, Texas, Retro Studios, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, the first one, or maybe it was the second one for the 3DS, when that first one 3D was really good, too.
Mm. Yeah, there's some great Metroid games. But right now, we've been in a... There's a dearth. There's not many available recent releases of Metroid. There is one coming out, though, very soon called Federation Force, I believe.
Yeah, it's supposed to, I mean, I saw some of it, I feel like, at E3 or maybe prior to that.
And guess what? People are upset about that, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because Samus is nowhere in it, and it's actually, like, based around a sport.
Oh, right.
It's like, it's just like you just slap Metroid on a different game, it seems.
Well, you know... I mean, I'd play a Blitzball game if they came out with it. Fucking Final Fantasy X or whatever.
Did you ever win a Blitzball match? I don't know if I ever did. I don't know if I fully understood how to fucking play.
Yeah, I didn't understand it so good, but then we played it a lot in college. We got like obsessed with it for a minute, and I kind of understood. I feel like I would understand more now.
Yeah, maybe.
I want to replay that game. They just had the HD re-release or whatever. Yeah. There's other stuff coming out.
I know. And that's a long game.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was good. I enjoyed Final Fantasy X. That was good back in the day.
Yeah, I liked it.
Was his name Waka? Yeah.
Yeah, the board guy.
He was the Blitzball guy.
With the orange guy with reddish orange hair.
It's me, Waka. And he was basically like an island guy.
Ugh.
Can't tell you.
Final Fantasy is so white. Am I right, guys?
Oh, dude. That was another kind of mini controversy. Did you see that shit?
No.
Oh, God. I don't know if it really was even a controversy. I just saw
about Pokemon?
About about Final Fantasy.
Oh,
about
no.
About how they've changed the look of the characters to they look a little more white now. They don't look Asian as before for Final Fantasy 15.
Yeah, I mean, that's true.
For Final Fantasy 15?
Yeah, that's accurate. Some of them I don't disagree with that.
Well, they didn't. There's only slight changes, and there's a couple. They still look Asian to me. Well, at least the Noctis, the main guy, looks really Asian to me. He's the dude with the dark hair. He's the all emo one.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. I don't know. I mean, those games have been pretty white
For
a while.
Worldwide games now. So, you know, you want to appeal. I don't know. I guess that's kind of passe now. But you appeal to a white audience. If you want to sell it in the United States, I don't know. The thinking is you put a white person in it or on the cover or whatever. But whatever. It's a controversy. Let's get all up in arms.
I don't know. I mean, I was thinking it's actually interesting because Kotaku, or not Kotaku, but whatever it is, Gawker Media, one of the affiliate sites, Jezebel or something, posted an article about, like how there's not a lot of diversity in Pokemon Go.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
And I thought the article was really interesting, and it's actually a conversation that I've had with my friends and something that I thought about when the game first came out. And I was curious and wondering when or why no one had written anything about it.
Yeah.
And then I finally saw that article today, and I think it came out today or a couple days ago or something. And I was like, well, that's good that someone's asking these questions, but it's kind of shitty that it's taken like almost a month for that.
Yeah, it's
kind of
surprising that nobody has really written anything about that, because she was complaining about how there's just not really skin tone and hair for like, you know, black people or whatever in it, essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's just not really. Yeah. I mean, it's all like straight white people hair. I mean, like, you know, straight hair.
Yeah.
And it's just, there's not really a whole lot of options as far as like skin tone is concerned either. It's kind of shitty.
Well, it's it's Japan.
Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting to me that no one really brought that up or seemed to make a stink about that, but everyone is fucking more than willing to get fly off the handle about removing steps that were never even that accurate to begin
priorities
with.
Dude, we'll get there. Okay,
I guess so.
The steps are important. The steps transcend race, dude.
I you know, all right, okay, all right.
you can't fight that argument.
Oh boy. What else happened this week?
So Nintendo at the same time, some guy released a remake of Metroid 2, like a fan remake, in time for the 30th anniversary, which is cool. Metroid 2 was the Game Boy version of Metroid.
Great music.
Return of Samus, I believe it's called. I remember asking for that for like my 10th birthday, and my mom was like, "You hear? I got it for you. Here's Meteoroid." And I was like, "God, fucking Metroid, Mom." I didn't say fuck. I probably said frick. Frickin' Metroid, Mom. But anyway, so they killed a fan remake, which is typical Nintendo. At the same time, guess what else Nintendo did? Did you know that the Internet Archive had over 145 issues, full scanned issues of Nintendo Power?
Oh, yeah.
Since January. It was awesome. You could peruse from back cover to front cover to back cover. All the ads, everything's in there. It was really cool. Nope, they got wind of it. It's been on there since January, but it kind of picked up steam last week.
Yeah.
People were getting excited, checking it out.
Yeah, there was a big post about it on Reddit.
Yep, Nintendo caught wind, and now they're not there.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Great, because they stopped publishing that in 2012.
Yeah.
They cited the thing that they always cite, they just want to protect their intellectual property and everything, so.
Great. Yeah, they're so weird with their ideas of how things should work.
Yeah, they've done some weird things with like YouTube people where they were like taking tons of content down, but then they were like, well, we can't do that, so let's partner with people, and so now certain people have exclusive, you know.
Yeah, it's really weird. I don't understand their method.
Japan, dude.
I guess. That's I mean, they don't do like Square Enix and whatever. You know, there's like a million other like
yeah,
publicate pub whatever. There are a million other
publishers,
yeah,
game companies, yeah,
yeah. There's a million other things going on in Japan, and like, it doesn't seem like that stuff either gets shut down. But right, Nintendo's just like
stingy.
Yeah, it's weird.
And that's the thing. It's like, Nintendo, dude, all your stuff is everybody. Everybody's experienced it. They love it. It's for everyone. So right. I can understand protecting your copyrights, your intellectual properties and stuff, but Mario belongs to everyone. It doesn't just belong to Nintendo.
Dude, you know what is really sad that I just realized?
No.
What was that, Ethan?
I just saw a gyrating crotch that... I'm trying to have a moment over here talking about how Mario's for everyone, and all I see is a bulge bounce.
Wow.
It's a good bulge.
Wait, what am I touching? Oh.
It's one of Vic Berger's Chubby Checker vines. He always does Chubby Checker vines.
God.
Yeah. Wait. Yana.
Whoa. That was perfectly timed to his crotch movements. Is that video of Donna at the noise show?
Oh, yeah. So what I just realized, I mean, I guess we have it on record because we talked about it last week, but one of the things that got stolen with the great skateboard theft of 2016 right. Was my notebook, uh-oh, which had all of my notes for everything in it.
Oh, Jesus.
I wasn't too deep into it. However... Are you fucking kidding me?
Is your notebook right there?
Where did you find that?
I thought that was mine.
Oh my God.
Holy shit, dude. He tried to distract you with the gyrating bulge and slide that in there.
Sorry.
I accept your apology. I don't
Thank
matter.
You. Is that one yours?
Yeah, dude, this is my writing. Shit. Is that one yours?
These are my drawings of penises.
Okay. Well, can I have mine back?
This one's mine, too. I had to steal a new one from work. This is all getting deleted because I can't go on record saying, like, steal shit from work.
Well, where did mine go?
Dog, I don't fucking know where yours is, bro.
I bought a new one the other day, and that's that one. When I bought it at Target.
Okay, you bought a new one the other day that somehow I went back in time to 7/25/2016.
That one you drew in.
This is one that I stole from work today.
No.
Yes. You don't.
No. Where's mine?
I don't know, man. I don't know where yours is.
The dejected sigh.
God. It's in the living room, I think. fuck me. Well, I don't, what else did do you have anything else?
Oh, yeah, here's some news. There's a double XP week for Battleborn this week. And nobody fucking cares.
There are some people that play that game.
Yeah, I think I saw it was liked 29 times or hearted or whatever on Twitter. And I think retweeted 34 times. That's the entire
That's not
base.
Good.
That's the entire
Yeah,
base.
Woof. That's sad.
No, but that's all the news for you today.
Yep, I don't have any more news. The news I was going to report earlier has been resolved. Quick update.
Update.
From last week. I did not get that one game. I did not get Gal Gun Double Piece.
I watched some video of that.
It's funny, isn't it?
All the way, it's like Virtua Cop, but girls in panties are running toward you.
I know, it's funny.
I liked Virtua Cop.
It's, yeah, I mean, definitely shouldn't be rated E for everyone.
No, not at all.
But, you know, whatever.
Just shoot your happiness at them.
It's your pheromones.
Oh, because that's better.
Yeah, just shoot your load at them. Just load out, baby.
That's how you get the girls, though.
Ew. all right, so okay, well, I guess if that's all the news from last week, then in honor of the Olympics, I was like, that's weird that there hasn't been like a Mario versus Sonic Olympic game yet this year. There has. Are you it sure? came back and it came out in May.
Oh, oh really?
Yes.
Jesus Christ, way to get ahead of the game, dude.
It came out so ahead of the game that I literally didn't even know that it existed. Wow.
I know that it exists because I saw a video of like Wario doing like rhythmic gymnastics.
Oh.
I think they've added that. He's like got like a frilly streamer, and he's like, yeah,
a ribbon dancer.
And there's equestrian too, and so there's like Peach riding a horse.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Have you ever played any of those?
Yeah. Yeah. I played one for DS. I think I think I got it for free something. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I guess they sell. Suck. I used to like Olympic games back in the day just because they were simple affairs that you could play with anybody, like any of my family members, and it just required you to mash buttons usually. Right. And I was fucking good at mashing buttons, dude.
Yeah. I don't really, I mean, they're, you know, it's a kid's game. It's great for kids.
Sure.
I'll play NHL or Madden. I'll play a real game. I don't fucking want to play a kid's game or a kid's version of a real game.
You have no.
Fuck you, kids.
You do.
Just kidding.
I mean, seriously, fuck kids. Right? They suck. They ruin everything.
So this week there are a couple of releases. No Man's Sky.
What's that?
Yep. As soon as this is over, I'm gonna hang out for a minute and then I'm gonna go drive down to GameStop and pick up my copy. It's gonna be dope.
God damn.
And I'm gonna try and play some of it tomorrow. There's also a game called Blade Ballet.
I saw that. Looks like another party game kind of thing. It looks like Beyblades or something.
It's robot. It's like a robot fighting game.
Yeah, except you spin around.
Yeah, I just really don't like that name. Is my main problem with it. But that game comes out for PS4 and PC. There's also Brutal with an at no, sign.
That's Brut at L. Get it right, dude.
Brut at L. That one comes out for PS4. I'm curious to hear what your opinions are.
It's interesting. It's by Storm Cloud, I think, is making it. It looks like Gauntlet, but like isometric, and it's ASCII artwork.
Yeah.
Black and white. It's very stark.
It's like day glow.
Yeah. I don't know what to think. Could be fun. Yeah, but I'm not going to like pay to play. I mean, if somebody had it and I played it, it might be fun. But it looks like Gauntlet with a little bit more involved combat and a unique art style. But it is part of the ones that Sony is pushing for the summer.
Right. Yeah, I'll wait for that one to be released. Oh, God. As a PlayStation Plus game. I don't...
Right.
I'm not...
Yeah, no.
Buy that one.
Abzu had me hooked. This one, no.
Yeah, Overcooked is really good, too. So if you're looking, again, for like a multiplayer game that you can play with a bunch of people when you're having drinks or whatever at your house, get Overcooked. That game is fun.
And you, dude, are you getting like some side money from the Overcooked guy?
I wish.
Are they?
I wish they paid for my copy.
Are they?
Just kidding. I don't believe that. I totally believe in supporting indie developers. I'm about it.
That's good.
I feel like, you know, indie developers, they deserve my money.
That's true. If there's any developers you should give money to, it's the indie ones. And we encourage that.
Yeah. You heard it here first, folks.
But if you're thinking about huffing some Elmers, there's a number you can call. That number is
1-888-516-2502. I don't know what's happening in my voice right now. It just sounds like I just huffed a bunch of it before I read that.
Well, you all right?
I'm wasn't walking gonna, on sunshine.
I wasn't gonna tell anybody that's what you did. Fuck, dude, just lay it all out on the line.
Have you ever seen that one? What is that intervention
oh
with
my god
girl?
With a chick that huffed the like computer
duster
I
walk out sunshine.
That's so wrong. That's terrible.
I wish I had a father.
Oh, God. She was so fucked up. How did she go to
the... Allison, that's her name.
The same stores, and why did they... How could they not tell that she was using that?
I don't know, man. You know, I've seen Love, Liza. I thought it was more challenging than that. Apparently, it's not.
I'm walking on sunshine.
Oh, man. I want to watch that clip after this. Yeah, all right, so for Brute Atoll, I'm going to give that one a pass for me.
I'll reserve judgment on that one.
There's another game, Ollie Ollie, the Definitive Edition,
sure,
or some
super
shit.
Super Special Edition.
That one's for PS4. It looks like a game that Ethan would like. It's essentially like a Wine Racer
skateboarding,
whatever, but mm-hmm. It's skateboarding.
I have Ollie Ollie. The original version of it.
Yeah.
Played it a little bit. It's fun. It's a little difficult. You got it. This control scheme's a little hard to get used to.
Yeah, I believe I've played it before. I believe we've played it before. Yeah. As a demo or something.
Yeah, it takes a little minute to get used to, but it's fun. It's got a cool pixel art style, and you can chain together and get sick combos.
Yeah, I mean, it looks fun. It looks fine. I think it's like $30 or something, though, for that version.
Well, hopefully it has Ollie Ollie and Ollie Ollie 2 on it, then.
Yeah, I mean, it probably has everything that could ever be.
Still, that's a lot to ask.
I mean, that might be wrong. It might not be that much. Okay. I just feel like that was what I read. I could be wrong with that. Then again, I could be wrong in the other direction, which means it's more expensive than what I'm assuming it is. So who fucking knows here?
Suckers.
And something that actually is cool that is not No Man's Sky that is coming out this week. Indigo Prophecy is getting redone. It's getting the HD experience, baby.
David Cage, one of his first games.
Yeah, that game's great.
Video game auteur David Cage.
Yes, so... That is very exciting. That's coming out for PS4.
One. Yeah. Well, that was I think called Fahrenheit in overseas.
Oh yeah. You're right.
But it's Indigo Prophecy, and it is a weird one. I think it actually has maybe more gameplay than his games do now in terms of varied stuff to do, possibly.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
Yeah, and it gets weird, man.
Yeah, it's a good game. I'm going to put it on my wish list and wait and see how much it costs, because I don't know how much that one costs. Maybe when I get bored with No Man's Sky, or I feel like I've sunk enough time into that and I want to do something else, I might pick that up and
sure. For those give of you it a playthrough. No, David Cage is famous for Jason!
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 Jason! Jason!
Jason!
Jason!
Jay!
Son! Jason!
Mark! I mean, Jason!
Jason!
Oh my god, that game's so good still.
Heavy Rain. I only played through it once. Does it have multiple endings?
Kind of. It's like the ending is always the same, but the shit that happens between can be different.
Between, okay. Yeah, I remember enjoying it. But I still think that the game that he tries to do, somebody else did it better, and it was called Until Dawn. We talked about this last week.
Right.
I think that's a better style of that kind of game that he tries to do.
Right. Yes, I would agree. But I think Heavy Rain was good for when it came out.
Oh, yeah.
Because there wasn't really anything like that.
And I like that interactive cinema thing.
It looked really fucking good when it came out.
It was gorgeous. I remember the opening title screen.
It looks like shit now, though.
Does it really?
Yes. Someone did like a supercut recently. Like last month or two, I saw like a supercut of... all of the different ways that you can get him to, because there's a scene where you're like locked in a room and it's basically like Saw and you have to cut your hand off.
I remember that vividly. That was cool.
So someone made a supercut that was just all of the different ways that you could like cut your hand off in that scene. And it was pretty funny, and it's just there's whoever's playing it is like laughing the whole time, and there's someone else next to him, and they're just screaming the whole time. It's pretty funny.
I think that's what David Cage intended, to laugh and scream all at once in that moment. Totally relate.
Jason! Jason!
Jason!
Yeah, I don't know. What? Well, he has a new game coming out probably in the next year or two.
He announced something at E3.
Yeah.
Right? What the hell was that?
I don't remember.
Neither. That's not good, I guess.
Yeah, I don't remember, but...
Oh, I know. It was the Detroit game.
Oh, right. Detroit Android or whatever.
Thing, which was interesting. It piqued
my interest.
I think
that looks really cool. And that one is supposed to have, like, a million different... And, like, even walking into something, like, half a second late triggers, like, a completely
different...
Right, it
made it seem like, is it just that... It almost made it seem like it's that one scene on the rooftop over and over and over again in different variables, but I don't think it is, but...
Right. They said that... I watched an interview, and they had hinted that that was a part of it, but I think it's, like, multiple pieces
I imagine it is. It has to be. But, yeah, that was cool. Yeah, that Detroit, that did look kind of neat.
Yeah, I forgot about that game. That game looks pretty dope, but I don't think that comes out till like, 2017.
No, it's going to be a while, and he has bold, you know, predictions for it.
Right.
The things that he wants to do, and I hope he can accomplish them.
Well, I'll play it regardless. I like those kinds of games, and I don't really think that there's enough of them, to be honest. Or maybe there's too many.
Well,
I don't know.
No, there's not enough high quality ones.
Yeah, I guess that's what I was trying to say. There's not very many of them, period. But the majority of them are not very good.
It's a way of doing games that's been around for a while since like the advent of CD-ROM and stuff. But they keep getting better, and you know, I think. But again, like I said, Until Dawn is probably right now the peak pinnacle version of that kind of game to me. So
yeah, I would agree with that. I just like any game where you can play it again and make different choices.
Sure.
It gives me such more incentive to play a game.
That's true. Replay value, dude.
Yeah, because you get that with Oxenfree too.
Yeah, when it's just a story. I mean, it's a game where the story is the focus, and that can be good. And you get really, it makes you more invested in the story than it would for other games that have different kind of gameplay conventions.
Right. Well, I mean, that's why I like RPGs a lot too, though.
Yeah.
Because I'll play RPGs multiple times because I like to play the first time as a bad dude, a bad boy.
See, I can't do that. I'm too good. I'm too good natured.
Not me, baby.
Fuck. Jeez, wrecking shop.
I'm too good-natured IRL, so I play as a bad boy.
Get it out. Get it all the bad vibes out.
Yeah, and then I'll play again. I'm like, oh, boy, it's a good guy now.
And then you don't finish. He's like, fuck that goody shit.
Yeah, sometimes I quit because I already know what happens.
There is another game coming out for PlayStation 4. It's been on PC for a while. It's called Emily Wants to Play.
Yeah, I forgot to write that one down. That's a fun game.
It's a horror game. It's spooky pants. So I tried to look up some, you know, like a trailers, and I just typed Emily Wants to Play into YouTube. Uh-huh. And the first thing that pops up is a video that says, warning, way too scary. And it was a game playthrough by Markiplier. That's the secret, dude. By the way, that's the secret. Capitalize, put a warning in front of everything, and you'll get millions. He has 14 million subscribers.
Yeah, he's like one of the biggest YouTube guys.
He's got a great voice.
Yeah, he's great. He's not my favorite. I don't think he's very funny.
I think he's kids, dude.
Yeah, I mean, he's great. I don't want to hate on anyone that makes their living with video games, but he's not my favorite.
But I just love that it was warning. This is way too scary.
I would recommend if you want to watch that game, if you want to watch a playthrough and you don't necessarily want to buy it. I do think that game, if you like horror,
it was spooky.
It is pretty fun. Yeah. It's like essentially hide and seek, a hide and seek horror game.
Yeah, with a little doll of grossness.
Yeah, there's a bunch of different characters, so every level that clown. You unlock, there's different characters. Yes. And they have different triggers, I guess. Those
triggered.
They do.
Spooky triggered.
Yeah, so like the clown, you can't face the clown, you have to look away from him. You see Emily, then you need to go into another room. There's like a ventriloquist dummy that you have to run away from.
I'm uncomfortable.
And then there's one or two more, and I don't remember what they are. I think there's like a baby or something.
Oh God, the scariest monster is yourself.
Yeah, that game's fun. If you, I actually watched H2O Delirious play that. I would recommend his playthrough. Is very funny. I really enjoyed that one. So if you want to watch that, I would definitely recommend him.
It looks a spooky game, dude.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah, I knew that I knew what that game was, but when I read it, I thought it was Emily. Because I saw it for a second, and then I went on to something else at work, and I thought it was Emily is Away.
Wow.
That game that Steam was giving away for free for the longest time.
Boy.
And I was like, that's like a really weird game to move to console. Yeah. Like, why would that be?
Charge $19.99 for it.
Yeah. That's a good game, though. If you have a Steam account and a PC, I think it's free. So, you know,
it's
do
cheap.
It up.
Yeah. It's,
I got
it's
it for
spook.
Free.
It's spooky, dude.
No, Emily is Away, not Emily
Wants
to Play.
Oh, I thought you meant Emily Wants to Play. Dude, Emily, she's bipolar. Sometimes she's nice, sometimes she's spooky.
Yeah, she's always doing that creepy, crazy stuff, that old girl.
Gross.
Yeah, that was really it. There were a couple games that came out for Xbox One, but nothing that really captivated me.
Not this week.
Yeah, there was like some... I think there's like two games that are coming out for Xbox One this week, so... They're
probably smaller games, I imagine.
Yeah, like classic arcade games yeah. that are being redone. Yeah. That's it, I guess.
Well...
I think. Were there any other games? Well, No Man's Sky comes out on Friday, maybe,
for PC.
It does,
and it will... Yes, fuck. God damn it.
Maybe.
It will.
Maybe.
No! I mean, want it on a personal computer. I prefer to play on a personal computer.
I'm going to play on my personal PlayStation 4. Personally.
Yeah, I know. I don't know if I... See, I won't be able to play No Man's Sky tomorrow because I work like 11 hours, but I'll play it Wednesday. So then it's like, well, do I get it on PS4 or just go ahead and wait the extra 2 days and get it on PCs?
I don't know.
So
I
could we cross paths in that?
I don't know. I don't know. I hope so. I mean, I think yes.
Because I want to visit Dorito Dust and land and explore your named animals.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think that yes, you will encounter other people because it happened in this early release period where people were running into people.
Okay,
but
cool.
I wonder if with all of these updates, the world or whatever the thing, space is more expansive and significantly
right.
more difficult
yeah.
to meet with other people.
Because it's so huge.
It seems like if you were going to run into anyone, wouldn't the likelihood of you running into people that are on your friends list on the console be higher than random people?
Well, I would hope that would be in their code or
algorithm.
Whatever. That's, you know, because why? I mean, I guess, you know, maybe you can meet strangers and make friends or something if that's what they want to do. But I don't know. I get the idea. Is isolation part of their theme or something? You know, you're alone in space, that kind of thing.
I'm going to make a world called Girls Gone Wild.
Fuck, dude. With titty monsters.
Yeah.
Boobasaurs.
Yeah. People are going to love that world.
People are going to love that world.
People are going to go crazy about that. Look at there's people talking about No Man's Sky right now. When you finally play No Man's Sky.
Dude, watch this end up being so disappointing.
I mean, it might happen, you know? That's the harsh reality of life. Sometimes shit fucking sucks. That's all there is to it.
Damn. Thanks for the... thanks for the life lesson.
No problem. All right. Well, you can follow us on Twitter at Dude vs Girl. Again, definitely tweet us some of your planet names. I am very, very curious to see those. Good luck beating Influenza Butthole or Dew Dust or Dorito Dew 420. Also, you know what? If you run into me out there and you see one of those planets... take a screenshot and tweet us that too. That'd also be pretty dope.
If you're traveling the stars and you pass influenza butthole on the starboard side.
Also, if you pass real world road rules, dude, challenge, that would be like the fucking funniest thing. Like, oh boy. All right. Well, you know what? Thanks. Thanks, Dorito dudes and Mountain Girls.
Oh, dude, I'm taking offense to that. What the fuck? We didn't talk about this, dude. Don't change the marketing and the strategies.
All right. Well, Dorito girl out.
No, you gotta tell
me
where you're from.
Oh, yeah. You can follow me at... Are you right? Well, right. Get a piece of paper. Get a piece of paper. At underscore mountain dude underscore Twitter.
I'm not gonna plug my Twitter. Fuck you.
Fuck.
Just kidding. I'm gonna edit that out.
God. You need a good week, man, to recharge your bats.
Yeah.
Get to space.
My bats.
Get to space, dude.
Dorito girl, out.
I'll see you in space. Over. International.